views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
You are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a Living Lighter experience. This is Living Lighter Radio, and I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason. Today, we're going to talk about vacations. But first, this is Memorial Day, and I wanted to acknowledge all the men and women who have died for our country. I am also proud to say, touches my heart, my husband is a veteran.
She always cries when she says this.
I do.
So bear with us.
And I want to express my appreciation for all veterans and active duty personnel for their sacrifice and service. We will do a special clearing in the last segment today so the fallen can feel our appreciation. With all of that said, today we're talking about vacations. And since it's the beginning of the vacation season, I wanted to ask Jason, are we there yet?
So imagine all the people driving in a car. Are we there yet? So no, we're not. And today we're going to talk about the most important question that you should ask yourself, the real reason for your vacation. And this is really important because it gets lost in all the details and all the planning and oh, should I wear this or should I bring this or do I have my sunscreen? You know, how am I going to look in a bathing suit? All those really important details that happen.
Those are called rules, honey. Those are rules.
But what is the most important question that you can ask yourself before you take a vacation? Well, what's the real reason for our vacation? And I'm sure there's all sorts of conscious reasons for your vacation, like to relax, for an adventure, a change of scenery, to give the kids a positive experience, to bond together as a family. Maybe it's to rekindle romance in a relationship, to experience the world, to see other cultures and other people, and many others. But all those things are important. But let's dig a little bit deeper. What's really underneath all of that? As intuitives, what we see is that the real reason for a vacation is that instinctively human beings need and want to get rid of the negative effects of programming.
I.e., what we talked about last week, work.
Yes.
Okay, that's just one example.
Work is programming. And mm-hmm. if you want to come back to work refreshed, ready to do better, to be renewed.
And take an hour longer before you go, take this job. And
That's another show, sweet.
Okay.
it's really important is understanding that intuitively, whether you are conscious of it or not, your desire to take a vacation is instinctive, and it comes from the desire to throw off those negative effects of programming, the stress, the anxiety, the, can I do this? I got to do this. Did I do this? Did I play the game right here? Did I show up right? Am I going to be on time? Did my proposal get a positive review? All those things. So that's the most important thing. I just want you to take a minute to think about that. You know, when we're living in a programmed world, we have to get a break. And most of us just kind of give in and say, oh, I'm just going to go with the programming. I'm going to do everything in a programming way. And no, it's not good for you.
And what that means, I'm just going to say it right out there. It means that we're not living authentically. It means that we're not connecting with our authentic selves. It means that we're setting ourselves up By continuing to carry around negative energy, we're setting ourselves up. Disease, failure,
stress, anxiety, inability to sleep, bad relationships, addictions.
Exactly.
I mean, those are all the toxic effects of being programmed. And I mean, we should do a whole show. We could probably go an hour for listing all the toxic effects. It's basically, let me see if I can summarize.
Okay.
The toxic, anything that's bad that happens to your life, those are toxic effects of programming. One of the main things is, you know, the reason for, you know, companies will say you have to take your vacation, and they do that for a very good reason, because they know if you're stressed, you can't function as well.
They don't admit that they're the problem part of the stress.
But they don't even understand it, but they know, right. You know, they've been told that stress is a problem. But most, you know, science-based, scientific approaches to stress are kind of like the old Groucho Marx joke. Yes,
there
you
go.
This probably dates me, but remember with the cigar,
the guy with the cigar and the eyebrows.
Yes,
and the mustache.
The eyebrows. And says, and here's his joke. He's said this many, many times. It's kind of audible, but he goes, patient goes into the doctor and says, doctor, it hurts when I go like this. And he's gesturing with his arm. You know, it hurts when I go like this. What do I do? And the doctor says, don't go like this. And he gestures the same way with his arm.
Exactly.
Which is, and of course, only I would think that's funny, but it sort of dates me, I know, but you know, I do. It is funny. But the truth is most medical professionals, the way we deal with stress in the world is said, well, if something makes you stressed, then just don't do it. No, that doesn't work.
Because it keeps you it doesn't allow you to live.
It doesn't get to the root of the problem.
Exactly.
And the root of the problem is programming, which makes you stressed. So, for example, if you have a commute and you find that stressful, it's not the commute that's literally the stressful part. It's your response to it.
Good.
And the ecosystem approach deals with your response.
Right.
So you can play all these games. Well, I'm not going to – I'm not going to commute.
Right.
You know, I'm going to teleport to work every day. I'm going to do, you know, work from home, you know, all these things. But that really doesn't get to the
root of the problem.
Because if you understand stress as we do as energies,
right,
they move around.
Oh, boy, do they move around.
And so one thing can make you stressed today, and something completely different can make you stressed tomorrow. It can be the same energy.
Exactly.
Which is what we see as intuitive. So here's another one of my pet peeves. Okay, here I'm acting like we're on vacation here ourselves, but this idea of going on a stress relieving vacation, like a mindfulness
spa
or a yoga retreat or any of that.
And by the way, he's not putting any of this down. He's just giving examples.
Yes,
examples. Yes.
The problem is that if you're we're creating meditations ourselves right now. And the truth is that when we create a meditation, it will help you be mindful, yes, and it'll help you remove the negative energies that are causing the problems. But here's the problem with the mindfulness and the spas and the yogas and the stone, what are those things?
The hot stones.
Hot stones.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember.
There's so many. Oh, I saw this thing on the news about a tank where you float in the water. You lose connection to the world. That feels good, but I guarantee you, the minute you get out, the minute you dry off, and someone says you got to do this right now, that stress will be right there. If you do a mindfulness meditation, the minute you stop, and there's something that's stressful in your environment, it's right back. So when we do something like this, and this is the ecosystem approach, we get rid of the root of that, as opposed to the just doing something superficially to help you temporarily. So what we're trying to help you in this segment and in this show today is, when we approach vacations, we want you to see it from the proper perspective. So let's talk about the key points for today. The key points: the purpose of any vacation is to counter the effects of programming. It's the ecosystem approach during your vacation will help you enjoy it. If you do some energy work while you're on your vacation, if you do some energy work prior to your vacation, it's going to be very, very helpful. And your vacation is the perfect time to remove negative energies for you and your family. It's the great time to do this because it gets to the root. It gets to what's causing you the need to go on vacation in the first place. And that stress reduction works best with an ecosystem approach for you personally.
I want to make one more point here, and then we're going to go to break. But one more point is, remember what we talked about last week about we only have so much programming that we can handle. And vacations are supposed to get rid of it. But oftentimes vacations, the way we've been doing them, make even more stress connected to programming.
So if the kids are in the back seat, they say, are we there yet? Are we there yet? And if you can just drive them to a rest stop and drop them off and then drive away. The problem is that it will help momentarily, but it won't alleviate the problem.
But you got to go back and get them. Okay, stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about ways you can sabotage your vacation. Dropping off the kids might be one of them. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
The knowledge book currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia, and today we're talking about vacations. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Jason, what are some of the common illusions that you can sabotage your vacation with?
Oh my gosh, I love this one. Okay, there's so many. And these are probably familiar to you. And it's sort of a trap because it's easy to get caught up in this. The first one is having a to-do list that's too long. Oh my gosh, you know.
I got a couple stories. Yeah, I can't wait. I'll let him finish with the list.
I got to do this. I got to do that. You know, and it's crazy. And if you understand that the real reason of any vacation is to reverse the effects of programming.
Right.
A long to-do list is just the opposite of that. So this is related. Let's say you go for a vacation package and you pay your money, and then you have to get your money's worth. I paid for sightseeing 10 hours a day, you know, every day for 4 days. And by gosh, I don't care. Nothing's going to get in my way. I'm going to get my money's worth. You know, hey, you know, clear that.
Exactly.
You know, if you want to sleep in, if you want to say, I'm going to take a day off, if you want to say, we're not going to do anything,
right.
You know,
right.
Or you put the kids on the bus and you stay home and sleep, you know, whatever it takes is
he really likes kids. Don't let him kid you.
So, here's the big one. You know, there was that movie, The Bucket List.
Mm.
And I've seen so many bucket lists gone wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Where people I have to do this.
Talk about stress.
You know, and this is the real irony of it. If you remember the movie, they concluded at the end that it wasn't doing all these experiences. You know, both of these guys were about to die and were really at the end of their life. And so they thought if they could just take care of their bucket list,
everything would be okay.
They would be happy. And they finally realized at the end, especially the character with Morgan Freeman, you know, that it was the things that were really important to him, not the bucket list.
The things that were really important to him were his relationships.
Yes.
And his new relationship with Jack Nicholson, I believe.
Yes.
And so, yeah.
But even more importantly, you know, and put it in our terminology, it's a connection with your authentic self.
Right.
It's understanding that authentic part of you. Is what's truly and deeply satisfying, and all these other things are sort of superfluous or extra or whatever. So be careful of that bucket list; it can make you crazy.
Okay.
And then, here's my favorite.
And he's looking right at me, everyone. But I got a story.
Planning and packing for every contingency. Now, I have to say that I've been the recipient. I've been the beneficiary of. Every contingency, you know, I'll have a hangnail and we'll be in the middle of nowhere, 1,000 miles from home. And I'll look to Patricia and just say, oh, I got one, here, I've got this.
I have a nail clipper. I have fingernail file. Yes, of course.
She's got
a needle
everything.
And thread.
Yes,
of course.
Everything. So I appreciate that. On the other hand, if it makes you crazy getting out the door to make sure you've got everything, then hey.
Well, okay, but I'm gonna tell some truth here. Let's go for some real authenticity here. When I first met Jason,
whenever she says that, it's not good for me.
it doesn't help
me, the husband. So anyway,
not at all. When I first met Jason, we had we were getting ready to go somewhere, and he said, what are you doing? And I said, I'm packing for the trip. And he said, my God, that you don't need all that. He said, I need one pair of pants, one pair of underwear, and a clean pair of socks. And notice he didn't say clean underwear. And I looked at him and I'm like, you're not traveling with me like that. That is all there is to it. So what he figured out, and you know, Jason and I, we don't do compromise, by the way. We figured out that we needed to clear my need, my training to follow my mother's rules. I had to have this, and this, and not to mention, I had to have a snack for in the car. Boy, it was so stressful for me.
Give us some examples of your mother's rules.
First off, the bathrooms had to be cleaned. The refrigerator had to be cleaned out.
Before you left.
Before I left, absolutely. And, I didn't want to walk back into anything that was going to cause me more stress. Well, first off, you're bringing back the stuff from the vacation. You're bringing back the dirt of the vacation that you got to clean up anyway. So it was really ridiculous. And what I realized was I was doing my best to follow my mother's rules. But I was also trying to hear what Jason was saying about the underwear and the socks and the, this and that. And what we've learned is that I have pared it down from, get this, 3 to 4 suitcases to where we can travel, depending on how long we're going, to a minimum of 1.5. It is amazing. And we don't have to spend a lot of time deciding what we're going to wear. It doesn't matter.
But the key point here is the stress on both of us, because when we had too much to bring, there was conflict, there was anxiety, there was this form of, oh my God, energy.
Right.
There's the bathroom's not clean.
And
oh my God.
I would get in the car and I would be so overwhelmed with everything that it was ridiculous. So we learned to start clearing when we decided we were going to do vacation. We would start clearing right away, and we cleared the rules. We cleared the anxieties. We cleared the fears and the frustrations and the judgments, the personal judgments.
You know, when just before we just moved here to just outside of Yosemite, and we her sister lived up here. So they were very kind and let us stay with them often. So as we came up here a couple times to look and to do all the things we needed and just to get familiar with the place, I got to hand it to my brother-in-law. I mean, I could see the fear in his eyes as we unloaded, unloaded all this stuff. I'm sure he thought we were going to be there for 6
forever.
Months.
and not to mention the fear of having 2 women that were raised by my mother.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it was enough. So
he deserves a medal.
He does. Cherry pie on the way. Okay.
Yes, okay.
So, Jason, let's move on because we could talk about this part all day. So the illusions and traps, what do we do about it? We do clearing.
Okay. So we have to look what's underneath those need for the bucket list, the need for the planning and the packing and the to-do list. And so here are some of the things that we see. One is competition and the illusion that if you do everything, you'll feel better. Or the competition that says when you go back and you show everybody your slides of your trip, which of course all your friends really love to see.
Not.
It's not going to make it. It's not going to make you look better. You know, we've noticed that a lot of people use traveling as sort of a
badge of honor.
Badge of honor.
Mm-hmm.
And if you love it, that's great. You know, if you're using it to promote yourself, we would say that you would clear that emptiness inside of you first.
Good.
And then see what you want to do afterwards. Needing to get your money's worth. That fear of not having enough, that energies that keep you from enjoying your money.
Yeah.
So if you have the money to have a vacation, make sure you get one that you can relax in, as not just see all the stuff and come home exhausted.
And be exhausted, exactly.
Yes. You know, and the packing and planning I know for Patricia, she gets a benefit from making sure that everybody's taken care of. And I really appreciate that. It comes from a very tender place, and I appreciate it. You know, sometimes when she's hitting me over the head, though, and saying we have to get everything done, I forget that it's coming from the place of making sure that I'm okay.
Anyway, with that said, moving right along, let's talk about, here's one thing we haven't talked about, and there are so many people that do this. In fact, I get it. I personally have really dealt with this one. And it's the fear of leaving home. It's a big deal. So, and the fear of being disappointed and the anger and the resentment and the other negative energies from the situation that you are leaving and about to embark on and then coming back home. So
if you're leaving to go on a vacation and you're still mad at your spouse.
Yeah, not.
That anger is going to be part of this. It's going to get in somehow in terms of preparing to get to leave for that vacation.
So what are the key points, Jason?
Most vacation objectives are illusions that won't help you relax or regenerate. Clearing the negative energies will help you before and during your vacation. So if you clear the negative energies before, you know, maybe do it. Start clearing 3 weeks before.
Yeah.
You know, and then consider these illusions and trip planning so you can help you have a better vacation.
So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about a part of your vacation that is really important. Many miss this one. Will you? This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Steve Kramer of Spirit Fire Radio, and I believe that meditation changes everything. It leads us in the direction of greater well-being, and that's a fact. I struggled with meditation for years. I understood the principles, but I found it hard to incorporate them into my everyday life. Spirit Fire's meditation practice changed that. It's called the Practice of Living Awareness, and it's taught in 14 steps. These are 14 tools that I can use in any moment, on and off the cushion. Steps like smile, flow, and ground of being support my clarity of mind while I'm navigating the ups and downs of modern life. That's why it's called the Practice of Living Awareness. If you'd like to add meditation to your daily experience, the Practice of Living Awareness is free, online, and it's suited for any level of practitioner. Visit spiritfire.com for more information. And be sure to check out Spirit Fire's meditation retreats in Western Massachusetts. It's all there at spiritfire.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Machanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Machanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Machanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Today we're talking about what emotions and energies we should work on to have a great vacation. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. So, Jason, what is one of the most important parts of vacation that most people miss?
Sleep. Oh, my gosh. To regenerate, to throw off the effects of programming The best thing you can do is the ecosystem approach. But the second best thing you can do is sleep. You know, people, it gets back to that, I'm going to get my money's worth. I'm going to have all these experiences. You know, I'm going to stay up all night and watch the sunrise. Well, you know, if you're snoring just before the sun comes up, then that probably wasn't a good idea. But what I see is that one of the most toxic effects of programming that we have, this go, 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 this frenzy, this anxiety, is that people can't sleep. And at the very least, you need to sleep on your vacation.
You know, people don't realize, and it's the same thing. I'm not sure everybody realizes, but we actually heal physically. We actually heal, even emotionally, when we sleep. Now, I'm not saying 24 hours of sleep. That's not what I'm saying, unless your body really needs it. But what I'm talking about, understanding that we shrug things off, we let go of things when we sleep.
Now, this is highly technical, but I see, again, this, as an intuitive, I see that your ecosystem, your authentic self, when you're sleeping, is kind of doing like a pootie dance. It's like, oh my gosh, you know, it's like, yes, 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 because it can just...
We rejuvenate and energize at that time.
It's sort of like cleaning house or straightening up.
Works for me.
Yes. So it's really important. And I know that a lot of people, when they do trip planning, they say, well, okay, I'm gonna buy this package to a bazillion miles away, and I'm going to sleep on the plane. That's a 21-hour plane trip or something like that, or three layovers or blah, 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 blah. And when you do that, it's hard to sleep. And so if you put that in there, make sure you can put in enough time to recover, to help reset your body clock, you know, all those things.
I do have a little story about that. We have some friends who do some traveling, and they went with a group of people, and another set in this group of people knocked on our friend's door several times because they were sleeping, and they wanted the first group of people, they wanted them to just go because they had this hike planned and this shop to see and all of these things. And they finally had to sit these people down at dinner and say, look, we are on vacation, we're gonna sleep. And I was really proud of them for doing that, because normally they wouldn't have spoken up.
You know, sometimes when you're traveling with a group, that social pressure can really keep you, especially from sleep and especially from doing the most important things for your vacation, which is to reverse the effects of programming.
Okay.
So let's talk about sleep just for a minute. You know, we'll probably do a whole segment about sleep sometime.
Okay.
But what I see is that a lot of people in our daily life, because of programming, we've got to do this, we have to-do lists, we have this chaos, frenzy, frustration. You know, we've been doing this lately with doctor's appointments. We've got them so tightly scheduled that we have to get all this done. And then if we lag in any one of those,
we're 5 minutes late,
it just kind of snowballs. It has a domino effect all the way through. And that creates this the kind of a frenzy, frustration.
Well, it's kind of an epidemic, though, that happens.
Yes, it's part of
in our world.
It's part of our world today.
Yes.
The truth is that that frenzy, anxiety, stress, got to do this, you know, do this is an energy.
Yeah.
It's an energy. So, and what we do with the ecosystem approach is we remove those energies.
Yeah.
So when you're on vacation, remove those energies. And if you do it, especially right before you go to sleep, I know a lot of people, they don't mean to do it, but just before they go to sleep, they're thinking about, well, did I do this? You know, how did this interaction go? You know, should I be mad at my boss or not? Should I be mad at my kids? Should I be mad at my spouse? Or you know, do I feel guilty about this interaction I had? All these things being processed, how the heck could anybody relax with that?
It's really, really, really difficult. And it's also really difficult to understand what your boundaries are personally. And that's what I'm talking about is understanding if you have frenzy, if you have anxiety, and you're stuck in the chaos, when your head hits the pillow, take a nice deep breath and just take all of that stuff and put it in the processor, in the garbage can.
You know, Patricia and I prioritize sleep really highly, but it's interesting because this is where one size doesn't fit all. You know, she made up this playlist for me. So, well, for us. So when we go to sleep, you know, it plays. And I keep telling her, can you put more than one song on it?
Because his head hits the pillow and he's done by the first song. I mean, he's out. And me, here's another 20 minutes, 30 minutes, sometimes more. And, you know, I realize that it isn't one size fits all. Frankly, I like the playlist. And so that's a great thing. And actually, we have several of them. But the point remains is that everybody is different. We are all unique. Never forget that part. And so understand that your ecosystem is not the same as your partner's or the relationship that you're in. And you know, take that into account for your sleeping patterns and even your awake patterns.
So it's really helpful to do some sort of clearing before you put your head in the pillow. Mm-hmm. Because that keeps you from those processing all that chaos and frenzy and did I do this and guilt and shame and anger, that sort of thing. So
correct.
So shall we the key points for this segment? What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
The most important thing to do on your vacation is sleep, and not just sleep, but good sleep. Remove the negative energies before you go to sleep, so that you can take those energies and remove them that interfere with your sleep. And then start clearing negative energies so you can start sleeping better all the time, not just
for vacation. I was going to say that to you. Yes, yes, yes.
So in this segment, we always talk about how to do the clearing, how to do the energy work, and we're going to do that right now. One of the things we like about our process is that you don't have to be in any special posture. You don't have to face east. You don't have to be in a quiet space. You could be hanging from the ceiling. It doesn't matter. But sit down in your mind's eye, and that's the key here, in your imagination, is you gather up all these emotions. When we say, I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate, gather them all up, and then blow them gently into a trash can that you have in your imagination, in your mind's eye. And remember that we own the trash can.
We empty it.
We empty it. We keep it maintained. You don't even have to worry about it, but just blow it into that trash can and you'll be done with it. And we'll make sure that it's that negative energy gets processed the right way.
You know, Jason, I want to bring up a point. I don't know if we've said this one before, but the clearing can be done anywhere. You don't have to close your eyes. The clearing can be done anywhere. I've done it standing in the grocery checkout line. Jason's reading all the magazines and I'm clearing so I can just be able to get all the things done that I need to do in a day or before I get out of the grocery store. In other words, doesn't matter what you're clearing. It matters that you are clearing.
You know, you that's a good point. And yes. We don't have much time, but you can be talking to your boss when he's saying, you know, you want to say, oh, you jerk. I'm you know, so you can be clearing in your mind while you're saying to him, yes, boss, whatever you say, boss, you know, mm-hmm, here, I'll mm-hmm, do it. I'll mm-hmm. get it done. You know,
yes.
You can be clearing your resentment all at the same time. So
exactly.
Anyways, and to activate
life force. It's just reverse the process. As you inhale, take into your heart life force. And we see it as being clear, pure light. So with that said, stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to do some energy work to get you in the best place for your vacation. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Said to a friend, I am trying to be less stressed. I am hoping to meet someone special. Or how about, I am working on getting a job I love. Hi, I'm Eve from Elite Tarot, host of the weekly show Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Words like hoping, wanting, and trying may seem innocent. However, they carry with them emotional weight that actually blocks energy. Next time you start to say these words, say instead, I am becoming less stressed. I am looking forward to meeting someone special. I am pursuing a job I love. While your brain may resist, note how your body physically feels as possibility of success suddenly appears. As an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader, I work with clients worldwide on using energy effectively to embrace joy. If you'd like to schedule a session, please visit my website at elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Please join us for a transformational conference with five, that's right, five of the leading pioneers in the fields of science and spirituality, all in one place. Join best-selling authors and teachers Greg Braden, Dr. Bruce Lipton, Lynn McTaggart, Dr. Joe Dispenza, and Lee Carroll in both individual workshops as well as a weekend of keynote presentations and panel discussions. At this extraordinary event, you'll get to experience some of the brightest leaders of our world today, empowering you with groundbreaking new information, deep wisdom, and practical tools to transform your life. Come connect with others and expand your consciousness in beautiful Nanaimo on Vancouver Island in British Columbia, June 14th through 19th. For more information or to register for what some are expecting to be one of the best conferences of 2018, visit shalohaproductions.com. That's S-H-A-L-O-H-A productions.com. Or visit the individual speakers' websites.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And today we're talking about vacations. Now we're going to do some clearing. We're going to do some energy work that we call clearing. So, Jason, with that said,
you know, we promised that we would going to do some work to express our appreciation energetically to those who have fallen before us. So let's start with that.
I like that.
Yes. So here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force. So all those men and women who have died on behalf of our country can receive life force and feel the appreciation and love for them that we all have.
Take a nice breath. If you know someone that has fallen, if you know someone who has
died serving their country,
please just think of them and give them life force energy. Take a breath. Nice. So let's do some more clearing, please.
Let's do some clearing. So here we go. This is switching gears for vacation to make sure that your vacation's the best possible. Here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see the purpose of a vacation is to overcome the effects of programming.
Take a breath.
The barriers so that my authentic self can talk to me about its need to be to have these negative effects removed, especially while I'm on vacation.
And even before, starting yes. before. Take a breath. Here's one of the biggest ones that I see. And to eliminate the compulsions and rules that trap you and make it difficult to relax and enjoy yourself even before you get to go on vacation. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the numbness I have to my own rules, the numbness I have and the unconsciousness I have about my own rules. Take a breath. I mean, were you really conscious? I know you said that was the rule, that you had to have all the bathrooms clean before you left.
Oh, no, I wasn't conscious. It just was.
It just was. You just took it for granted.
That was the way it was.
So here we go. And to eliminate the veils and illusions, so I can see those unconscious rules and then expose them and say, is this really in my best interest? Is this really going to help me have a better vacation? Take a breath.
You know, you talked about the bucket list a few minutes ago. I want to make comment about this and say, are people aware of what your bucket list is? And, you know, if you don't have one, great. But if you do have one, why?
Yes.
What is that about? And I think we could do a whole show on that one as well.
It is. But let's clear that right
yes,
now.
Yes, exactly.
And to eliminate the barriers to the consciousness I have about my bucket list, so I can see, does this really going to make me happy in a profound way? Take a breath. Everybody wants to jump off an airplane, and that's what I did in the Army. And it was fun, but it's not as satisfying as some other things, I got to tell you. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the neediness to fill the emptiness that my bucket list demands that I do.
Yes.
Take a breath.
To eliminate the barrier so that I can connect with that emptiness and clear that directly, as opposed to doing all these crazy things that I've created for my bucket list that will take its place. Take a breath.
And to eliminate my neediness to buy trophies to bring back and put on, quote, the mantle to show that I've been here and I've been there and I've done this and I've done that. I release and let go the trophies, the neediness for the trophies, because that is a form of emptiness. Take a breath.
That was a good one. And to eliminate the barrier so that I can make the vacation about me and not about oppressing my friends.
Very good.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate the chaos and frenzy, anxiety and frustration, especially before going to sleep, especially before getting ready to go on vacation, especially while I'm on vacation. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can prioritize my sleep on vacation, so I can prioritize my sleep every day of the year. Take a breath. And to eliminate the numbness I have to the chaos, the frenzy, the go, 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 the to-do list that's in my head, that voice that's in my head that's beating me up, that creates a barrier that keeps me from sleeping. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the rules that keep telling us that the go, 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 the frenzy, the chaos, it's just natural, it's normal, it's just the way it's supposed to be, and That's just it. That, you know, we can't do anything about it. But the truth is, oh, yes, we can. And to eliminate the neediness to overdo with alcohol and sunshine and staying up all night to watch the sunrise, I release and let go that neediness to do all of those things. Remember, ask yourself, what is in my highest and best interest?
Take a breath.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate my fear that if I don't do all those things, I'll be empty, when that's not the truth at all. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the compulsions and rules that trap us, to make it difficult to relax and enjoy yourself. Take a breath.
If we haven't said it, you know, set your intention to help, you know, if all of this doesn't apply to you specifically, yes, set your intention to help the guy next to you, even if he's halfway around the world. Take a breath. and to activate life force so I can commit to removing the effects of programming and living from my authentic self.
I love that one. Take a breath. And to activate life force so I can relax and enjoy my authentic parts and feel the amazing connection with life force, no matter what you're doing, especially during this holiday time. Take a breath. You know, I just got something. Just a suggestion, everyone. Activate life force and have a conversation with your family. Activate life force and have a conversation with one of your children that you haven't been connecting with as easy as you would like.
And have that life force in between you.
Exactly.
So it creates a form of harmony and
so not only connection. You can have that conversation, but you can listen. You know, one of the things that life force does for us is it enables us to listen to ourselves and also our family and our friends and a situation that we're in. It's amazing the things that we can do when we use life force energy and clear.
One of the things I wanted to say, and I'll say this real quickly because we're almost out of time, but that desire to stay up all night and watch the sunrise, that desire is a very good one because it's to feed that emptiness from inside.
True.
But if you understand that connecting with life force is what really feeds that emptiness,
right?
Then you can still enjoy that sunrise when it's appropriate. But if you focus on connecting with life force, you can do it in the middle of the concrete jungle. It'll still work.
In other words, everywhere.
Exactly.
And by the way, we all have access to it, that life force energy. So, Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
Well, it's going to be a surprise, which means I haven't done it yet.
In other words, he doesn't know, but I have a request. Someone, anyone, everyone, send us a request. What do you want to hear from us? What subject would you like to hear about that we could help you with? Is it a relationship with someone? Is it
finding love? You know, I want to do some things like, you know, unpacking things like prejudice.
Okay.
You know, what is truth?
Okay.
You know, what is abuse? Where does that come from? Those types of things that's in the news right now, you know.
Okay.
Bullying,
I love that.
You know, but if you have something, our email address is jasonandpatricia@livinglighter.org. If you go to our website, livinglighter.org, you can see our email address there. And if you do that, please sign up for our newsletter. It gives you kind of the backstory to all of our shows and gives you some additional information that you haven't heard on the radio, and I think you'll enjoy it.
If you liked your experience with us today, mark your calendar. Living Lighter Radio is every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded, just like this one, and you can go to our website, www.livinglighter.org, and look for the radio tab. While you're on our website,
we're on the radio. Yeah,
we're
on the radio. So.
While you're on our website, sign up for our newsletter and get the backstory of Living Lighter Radio. It's kind of interesting how we got here. So we'd love to hear your comments, so send us a note. At our email, which is jasonandpatricia@livinglighter.org. If you got a benefit today and had some fun, go like us on Facebook. We're at livinglighter.org again. We'll connect next week, Monday, at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
Wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.
Thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter.
For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.